Blog Talk Radio.
Get in and that all is well. We are
going to be, you know, I keep saying I was going to do the promises of Yah, but he keeps telling me to do something different. So we're being obedient. Have just been all over the place this morning and this afternoon in the scriptures, and this is where we ended up at. For whatever the reason, the Most High has me sending out messages to the churches. And, you know, I don't want them to take this as a personal attack, but it is, you know, what he has put on my heart. And this message needs to go to our people that are, excuse me, our people that are in the churches who are, you know, they have a zeal for the Most High, but according to him, not according to knowledge. And so we are still in this kind of vein of reaching out to them. There are some things that he put on my heart about, you know, demon possession and demonic doctrines that, you know, we're not looking at those things in the correct light, and I have to wait for him to finish giving me the instruction on it. You know, when the Most High told Peter, when Messiah told Peter, get behind me, Satan, when you look and see what Peter was trying to do, he was just trying to, you know, saying, hey, we're not going to allow that to happen, or, you know, don't go to Jerusalem so this doesn't happen, that type of deal. And because Peter was trying to come in the way of the will of the Most High, Messiah identified it as Satan. And so a lot of the things that I'm finding in today's teaching of the scriptures, such as, you know, we are not up under the law, or we don't have to abide by the laws of the Old Testament, it's demonic in nature. And so what I'm coming to understand is anything or anyone that is trying to teach you don't have to obey the laws of the Most High, his statutes, his commandments, it's demonically driven. Okay, and they may not know it. They may not even know that the enemy is using them that way. And they may have all, you know, just like Peter, they may have in their mind, they may have good intent in their mind. But Satan has been allowed to get in and to influence what's coming out of their mouths, and they don't even know it. So anytime there's anything, any type of doctrine that's going to tell you, you know, that you don't have to obey the Most High, then you got to know there's something wrong there. Who would say that? Only the enemy would say that. Only the enemy would say that. And so he's bringing these things, you know, into my focus, and I'm going to have to speak out on them as he gives it to me to speak. Anyway, on tonight, man shall not live by bread alone, and the completion of that verse, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Elohim. Every word. So when we get started, I want to, you know, have us to do an exercise because, you know, for the most part, I don't believe people put these things into perspective. That was Messiah's word, and that he lived by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Most High. And we must also. So I want to greet everybody in Pal Talk, in Blog Talk, on the Internet in general, wherever you may be. We greet you in the Master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, our Master and our Savior, our Elohim and our Redeemer, the lover of our soul and the rock of our faith. We are going to go ahead and proceed into this. I actually, you know, went to take a nap earlier and had eaten some pancakes. And, you know, those things just went straight to me and put me right out to sleep. And I couldn't wake up to save my life. Well, I did wake up, but I was trying to get up much earlier and just couldn't do it. Okay, so let me have the ladies to cover their head, men uncover your head, and let us do our statement of faith. And let us turn toward the east. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, and for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep the commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on this evening. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to you, O Yah Elohim. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Father, we just lift you up and magnify you. For you are glorious and you are marvelous. You are majesty upon majesty. You are glory upon glory. From glory to glory, you are Elohim. And you are Elohim all by yourself, Father. And we just want to express our love for you, Father. Our obedience. And hallelujah. We just want to glorify you on today. And thank you for all that you do for us. Hallelujah. 10,000 times 10,000 times 10,000 times 10,000. Praises to you, O Yah Elohim. For there is none like you. There is none like you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah Elohim. Thank you, Father. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. Let us go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Go to the book of Psalms 119. Psalms 119, and we're going to get verses 1 through 16. Psalms 119, verses 1 through 16. Now, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of Yah. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his way. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy prudently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Beth, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Yah, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimony as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right, the blowing of the shofar.
Shackles are off, but our mind's in the deceptive state. What do you think is gonna be our end state, Delay?
How to reach my family, how to reach the seed of Yisrael. Open up the scriptures, prophecy is written freely, giving children read. 28 Deuteronomy 15, 68 proclaim. If we disobey the rules of covenant, that we would bear the shame. 400 years and a land that is not ours. 400 years of disobedience and having no power. 400 years of oppression bound in chains. 400 years of disobeying, we lost his name. 400 years. 400 years, we've been the tail and not the head, the scripture says. 400 years in a land that is not ours. 400 years, I guess I am. Bound in chains. 400 years of disobeying.
We blind up in Babylon, hate is getting whipped on. Still practice voodoo while we sing that Obama song. Before we arrive to the kingdom, must come out of her. Spiritually and physically, we ain't ourselves from her. We must believe in Yah and herself, no trash from her. Victory Babylon, the wickedness she be on. Man, our people minds gone, suicidal brains blown. However, Yah is in control, we must take hold and be strong. And join the fold, this is not a show. Bump this in your whip, turn off the radio.
Drawing up to the time, drawing up to the time. 400 years.
There is no ocean that can't be parted. There is no mountain that can't be moved. I know there's help for the heavy hearted. The weak will find their strength renewed. You just gotta have faith. You just gotta have faith. It's life for the shadow.
Yeah.
of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 4. The book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. The book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Then was Yeshua led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards a-hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the son of Elohim, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Elohim. I want everybody to take their Bible this evening, and I want you to open it up to the book of Matthew, chapter 1. The book of Matthew, chapter 1. And if you have your physical Bible in front of you, then this should theoretically split your Bible in half. To put the Old Testament on the left and the New Testament on the right, if it falls out that way. Okay, but really what we're looking at, Matthew chapter 1 is the start of the New Testament. Everything before that is Old Testament. Before the New Testament was written and when Messiah walked the earth, all you had was the Old Testament, the prophets, the Psalms. None of the New Testament existed. It wasn't written. Messiah hadn't taught some of the precepts that he had taught, parables. Thing that he referenced to, that he makes reference to, is in the old. Can't reference something that doesn't exist yet. And so I want everyone to understand that when Messiah taught, and when he's saying that man must live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Elohim, he's talking about from Genesis to Malachi. That was everything that was written. There may have been some other books that were written that didn't get included. But in your KJV version of the Bible, everything from Genesis to Malachi. So this is where the everyday saint should be going to develop their foundation in the scriptures, in the word of the Most High. It is impossible. It is impossible to properly interpret the New Testament and to understand what Messiah is even talking about without going to the old and learning everything. Everything that came out of the mouth of the Most High in the old, and then find out what was modified, what was in the new. Because the Most High did not get rid of all his word. He didn't just wipe the slate clean and start over. He didn't do that. And so When the church and the body of believers, those body of believers that don't believe that they have to keep the law, when they do that, then they discard the whole first half of the Holy Bible. Discard it. We're going to start from scratch. And have no definitions for anything, have no preconceived idea or knowledge of how the Elohim, the God of the Bible, operates. They're just looking at forgiveness and starting from there and not even realizing in total, when it says I'm a sinner, I know I did something wrong, but they don't really understand what all they've done wrong. And when it speaks, talk about here shortly, then you can only get a misunderstanding of those scriptures if you're coming totally from the New Testament, if you are disregarding all of the old. So we want to look at, I went and looked at an article on the web, and you know, you don't have to believe everything you read on the web, but there are some things that you can take as an example. As I said, you always, you know, you verify, but this is, you know, this is the most common answer given by the churches as to why the church Christians are not bound by the law of the Old Testament. So I'm going to read this to you. Now, these are not my words. This is what is being taught. This is the premise for you know, how they believe. The key to understanding the relationship between the Christian and the law is knowing that the Old Testament law was given to the nation of Israel, not to Christians. Okay? So the Old Testament law was given to the nation of Israel. So they want to segment themselves away from Israel, want to make themselves a different entity than Israel. So understand, so write that down. That's one first thing. First premise. We are not Israel. We are separate from Israel. And what was written in the Old Testament was written to Israel and not to Christians. Okay. Some of the laws were to reveal to the Israelites how to obey and please God. The Ten Commandments, for example. Some of the laws were to show the Israelites how to worship God and atone for sin, the sacrificial system. Some of the laws were intended to make the Israelites distinct from other nations, the food and clothing rules. None of the Old Testament law is binding on Christians today. So they just said that not even the Ten Commandments is binding on them. Hear what they're teaching. Not even the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other God before me. You shall not create any image of anything in the heavens or any earth or in the sea and bow yourselves down to them. None of it, according to their understanding, is binding on them. When Jesus or Yeshua died on the cross, he put an end to the Old Testament law. So they cite some scriptures here. Romans chapter 10 and verse 4. Let's go to Romans chapter 10 and verse 4. And let's see what this scripture says. For Christ is the end of the law. For righteousness to everyone who believes. Now, you might read that on face value and say, hey, Christ is the end of the law. For lawfulness, there's righteousness to everyone that believes. So what is this actually saying? Because if you break it down, how would Jesus Christ or the power and the wisdom of Elohim and salvation be the end of the law for law keepers? To everyone who believes, because that's what this verse would be saying. Christ, the power and the wisdom of God unto salvation, is the end of the law for lawfulness to everyone who believes. Now, let me put this in proper perspective. When it says that he is the end of the law, it's not talking about that he put away the law. It's not talking about that he did away with the law. Because he himself said that not one jot or tittle would pass from the law. He himself said that your faith does not void out the law. Doesn't make the law void. So how would he himself or the power and the wisdom of Elohim unto salvation bring an end to the law for the people who keep the law? This is talking about a standard. And what that standard is simply saying is this. The end, when you become righteous, when you become like Messiah, who was sinless, then you become the perfect example of the law. So this is the end state, not the end of the law, but the end state that's desired, that you be Christ-like, that you be like Messiah, sinless. But if we take this verse on its own, we would say, hey, Christ put an end to the law. He put an end to it. No, he is the desired end state. This is how you want to end up. This is the condition that you want to end up in. You want to be righteous. You want to be lawful, as the scripture is saying there. You want to practice being lawful. You want to be without sin. And so Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ, he's our example of what that looks like. He is our example of the fulfilling of the law. This is how you become perfect. This is how you become a child of the Most High. This is how you walk in all his ways. Sinless. This is the end state. So if you do everything that the law requires of you, then this will be your end state, not the end of the law. But that is the biblical way of saying this is the desired end state for everybody who believes. We are all supposed to be becoming like Yeshua HaMashiach or Jesus the Christ. Now, when we become like him, and I was going to do, you know, the Most High had me everywhere, as I said, and we are working on perfection. Because he says, be thou perfect, for I am perfect. Be thou holy, for I am holy. Then he's telling us how to get there. And when we become Christ-like, then we, and if we are giving ourselves like Christ gave himself, and if we are willing to give ourselves for our fellow man, we're willing to lay down our life for our fellow man. If we are walking in all the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, if we are walking sinless, when it becomes our nature to do that, then we don't no longer need a law to tell us to do it, because it's just our way. When you are just good, you don't need somebody to tell you to be good. You don't need anything to tell you how to be good, because you're just that way. It becomes your nature. So then if you are just that way, then you don't need a law to tell you how to be that way. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be a law. It just means that you don't have, you're not really under it, because you don't break it, and it's just your way. So when we learn how to do everything right, and it becomes our nature, when we hate evil, when we hate sinning, and we by nature do that which is right, not because somebody told us to, but it's our nature to do it, then we have obtained the end state of Christ. We have become like him. So this scripture is not saying that Messiah ended the law for righteousness. That doesn't even make sense as it is written by itself. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Let's paraphrase that. For Christ is the end of the law for lawfulness, saying that he put an end to the law, saying that when you become like him, then you have obtained the highest levels of the law. you are have become the end state. But the churches are using this standalone because they don't want to keep the law. They don't want to be up under the Old Testament. They don't want to be up under every word that has proceeded out of the mouth of the Most High. Let's get us something new. And we're going to do it up under Christ. We're going to do it up under HaMashiach. But everything in the scripture tells us that we are to become like him. So this scripture is talking about a standard and an end state of what we are to become like. Look at Yeshua HaMashiach. Look at his life of righteousness. And that is what you want to obtain to. That is the end state of what you want to obtain. He couldn't have done away or ended the law for the righteous, to everyone that believes. Because if you don't keep the law, you're not righteous. It don't even apply to you. If you're not practicing being right, which makes you righteous, and the practicing of it is righteousness, or doing of it is righteousness, then it doesn't even apply to you. If you say that you're not up under a law or the law, if you say you're not up under Torah, the Old Testament, you've got to realize when this was written, when these verses were written and being penned, all they had was the Old Testament. So the teachings in the new really are to bring us into the spirit of what has actually been written. I hope we can hear that like that. The New Testament is to bring us into the spirit of what has been written in Torah, so that we understand that there is a spiritual level to what the Most High has given Israel, what he was teaching them and what he was commanding that they do. And Messiah did not come to put an end to the law. He came to fulfill us, to fulfill it, to show us this is how you live it. This is it in action. So my example to you is, when I lay down my life for you, who is a lawbreaker, and I'm not a lawbreaker, but you are a lawbreaker and you deserve death. But when I love you so much that I would lay down my life that you might have life, filling of the law. Because the whole law is summed up in love the Most High with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. You can take all of the laws of the Most High and hang them up under those two precepts. Not get rid of those laws, but everything that tells you how to fulfill those two laws is written in the Torah. How to fulfill those two laws. When you break down the Ten Commandments, the first four or five are concerning the Most High. The last five are concerning your fellow man. That's how they're broken down. And all of the laws, the statutes, the commandments, the ordinances tell you how to fulfill those. Ten. Then we are mistaken. The ten are instructions. They're commandments. They're instructions. The other ones give you the rules and the protocols to fulfill them. So this is what Messiah came to show us, how to fulfill the law. The greatest love that you could have would be to give your life literally for someone else, to fulfill the law. to love one another. Because now, all this other stuff, you know, keeping the holidays, the feast days and those stuff, yeah, you got to do because they honor the Most High. They are His Sabbath. They're not our Sabbath. They're not our holy days. They are His holy days. He says, if you want to be around me, there's certain things you can't touch. There's certain things you can't eat if you want to come close to me. Not that they're going to kill you if you eat them, but you can't be close to me and be taking part in those things. You can't come and touch my holy things if you've done these things, if you've eaten of something unclean, or if you've touched something unclean, or if you got an unclean issue in your body. You can't come close to my holy things. You pollute them. They are clean. That's like you walking outside in the mud. You got on muddy shoes, and then you're going to track mud into the house onto the floor that somebody just mopped or just vacuumed. So don't do that. My things are clean and they're holy. Don't you come and defile them and make them dirty, spiritually or naturally. But the church can't know that, so they will come to church. And really, it is an unclean place because they will bring dead people into the church. Hey, y'all ain't supposed to be around nobody dead. Matter of fact, if you are part of my priesthood or you are under an oath, you can't even go to one of your own, except for if it's an immediate family, can't even go to their funeral. If you do, you're unclean for like 14 days. Unclean. And you can't take part in anything holy. So you're going to bring a dead body into the sanctuary. That's a no-no. You're going to put a cemetery up under your church. So your church is on top of graves. That's the catacombs that the Vatican is over. Because up under the Vatican is a graveyard. So do you see how unholy that is? How unclean that is? You know, their highest spiritual place, and it's built on top of a graveyard. So we do some wicked things. Okay, man has done some wicked things. And teaching that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, that verse means that you no longer, if you believe in Messiah, you no longer have to keep the law. It's not binding on you. It's wickedness. It's demonic. Go to Galatians chapter 3. The book of Galatians chapter 3. And we're going to get verses 23 through 25. Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. Now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law. And I'm going to get this from the KJV because I believe this is a revised edition, and I don't really like those. Galatians chapter 3. Another excuse that they use for not being having to be up under the law. Galatians chapter 3, starting in verse 23. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto faith, which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, to bring us unto Messiah, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Now, your schoolmaster is what? Your teacher. Your teacher we all went to kindergarten, first grade, up through high school, graduated high school. Some of us went on through college and graduated from college with different degrees and what have you. And all of that is, if you said the law is your education, then after you finish your education, doesn't mean that you forget everything that you were taught. Or for what reason were you being taught? What reason were you going to school? To say that you went with some level of knowledge. And in some cases, you know, specialized knowledge. And then after you graduate, you know, school may have taught you the standard. So I know when I teach IT, okay, when I'm teaching, you know, computer fundamentals and on up to advanced topics, a lot of the times when it's for certification, so that you can get the certificate, it is by the industry standard. This is the standard. Now, this is the minimum standard. Sometimes there's a tolerance there, plus or minus something, and you will stay within the standard. But that's the standard. So some things will work outside of the standard. Some things you can improve upon and they be better than the standard. This is the way the law was written. The law was to teach us the ways of the Most High, his minimum standard. And his minimum standards was perfection. Be thou perfect, for I am perfect. Follow these statutes, these laws, these commandments, these judgments perfectly. That's the law, to teach you the ways of the Most High, his standards, his protocols. And then once you graduate, you don't need the teacher. So the law is both the subject and the teacher. But really, it's the Most High that's the teacher. He's the lawgiver. He's the schoolmaster. And his laws would be the subject matter. So when people say that and believe that and don't understand these verses right here, don't understand faith, and can believe that they can use it to say we are no longer under, if we're no longer under the teacher, then we're no longer under the law. The teacher really is the Most High. Now, his law, his lessons, oh, we don't have to go by those. He taught us all that stuff for nothing. Because once we graduate, we just throw that stuff away and make up our own thing. This is what they're saying. We're not subject or under the law because we're no longer under a schoolmaster, under a teacher. I'll teach myself. I'll listen to what Messiah said. Messiah said, keep the laws, keep the commandments. Oh, no, but not those Old Testament ones. Not those that were given to the Jews, not those that were given to Israel. Surely he wasn't talking about those. These are the only ones he was talking about. So when you come into faith and you understand that you have to keep the laws of the Most High, and once you learn them, you don't need to pick up your Bible. And I'm saying that if you have learned them and you are living by them, you know them. They're in your heart. They're in your mind. You can quote them verbatim. You can explain them because you're doing them. You don't need the Bible at that point not to teach you the law. You are doing it by faith. I believe it. Faith and belief are the same thing. So how much you believe it determines your level of faith. Totally committed, convinced, committed to it, then you are totally 100% in faith. If you are doubting some things, you don't believe some things, then you are lacking in faith because there's some things you don't believe, maybe because you don't understand it. But to say that we are no longer under, when it says we are no longer under a schoolmaster, so we are no longer under the law, it's not saying that. When those laws are in your heart and in your mind, nobody should have to teach you them again. Continually teach you not to kill. Continually teach you not to steal. Continually teach you not to commit adultery. Continually teach you not to fornicate. Continually teach you don't worship any other god. Continue to teach you don't have any other image. Continue to teach you don't eat pork. Don't eat any of these things that he said that are unclean. See, when you don't keep it, when you're not doing it, then you have to be continually taught. But when you have faith and believe that you're supposed to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, when you have faith that Messiah was able to do it, so your faith in him, he did it. He told me to do it. Let's go get a verse here. Go to Matthew chapter 5. The book of Matthew chapter 5. Let's get verse 48. Let's look and see what Messiah said. What he taught. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Do you think the Most High keeps his own commandments? Do you think he gives us laws that he don't keep? He don't go by himself. Do you think the Most High is hypocritical? I'm going to tell you to do something I don't even do. That's what Messiah accused the Pharisees of. You tell the people to keep the law, but you don't even keep it. Hypocrite. Do you think the Most High, your Heavenly Father, would do that? That he would be hypocritical? He's telling you to do these things because they are his standards. It's what he, how he governs himself and everything that is up under him. So if you want to be perfect, you got to do what he says to do, how he says to do it, every word that proceeds out of his mouth. Let's see what Messiah said again in chapter 19, verse 21. And he's talking to the rich young man. As a rich young man said, hey, I'm keeping the commandments. Now Messiah is teaching them about the spirit of the law. And let's go to verse 19. Verse 20, I mean. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? What do I still need to do? Messiah said unto him, or Yeshua said unto him, if thou will be perfect, sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. So go sell what you have. Don't base your life on your riches. The scriptures specifically teach against this, against, you know, living for money. Go sell all that you have and give it to the poor. Then come and follow me. But when the young man heard that thing, he went away sorrowful. For he had great possessions. If he didn't have that much to give away, he'd been like, oh yeah, I can do that. But because he's got great possessions, he got a problem. You mean I gotta give up all this just to follow you and be perfect? I'm reading Torah. Torah says to, you know, to give give honor to my mother and father, to keep the Sabbath day. You don't have any other image, to keep the Most High, don't worship any other God. To not covet and to not steal. I'm doing all these things. What do I need to do? Stop relying on your riches. Stop being prideful and in that you have more than others. Give it to the poor. Spread the wealth. Oh, no, I can't do that. I'm sorry, but I ain't going to be able to follow you. That's what this young man was saying. The Messiah says, if you will be perfect, you want to get to the kingdom? You want to be perfect as your Father is in heaven is perfect? He gives to you when you don't even deserve it. And you don't want to give to somebody else that don't deserve. You don't want to be like him. Follow his laws. But they will use that and say, hey, we no longer need a schoolmaster. We no longer need to be taught. You were never taught. If you didn't read Torah and learn of the Most High and learn of his requirements, commandments, if you weren't fluent in them and fully understood them, then you never knew what you were doing. You still needed a what? Schoolmaster. Now, once you knew that, and not only did you know it, but you were doing it. It was just your nature. Why do you do that? Well, I do it because scriptures say to do it, but it's the right thing to do. So I do it because it's right. And why do you do that? Because it's the right thing to do. I know the scripture says I only have to do it this much. But, you know, I have expanded it to include this right here because it just does it better. Well, how come you're not chasing every woman you see in a veil or unveiled? Because the scriptures tell me that I'm not supposed to be a fornicator and I'm not supposed to be chasing that way. I can find a wife. And I can love these things in her. But that should not be my every thought every day. Every time I see a woman, I'm supposed to have that thought go across my mind. How would it be to be with her? It's just the right way to be. So when you know it, and you're doing it, then you no longer need to be taught it. And they're taking the message that they no longer, that they're, the scripture is saying, once you know this, that you no longer need to be taught. That we no longer have to be, we're not up under the law. See how asinine that is? So you're going to go to school, learn a craft, learn how to do whatever job, and then when you get on the job, you're going to forget everything that you were taught. You're going to forget every rule, every lesson of how you do this thing and why you do it and why it's done that way. And yes, it can be changed a little bit, and you'll have this outcome, and you can change a little bit like this, and you'll have this outcome. You're going to forget all the rules of everything of what you learned. They say it don't apply to me. I can be a bricklayer without mortar. I don't need mortar. I don't even need the bricks. Cool. I can do it without that knowledge. I can do it without the material, too. Stupid. So they've taken the scriptures and said, hey, we ain't up under a schoolmaster. No, if you are in Christ, if you are in Messiah, and you understand what Yeshua HaMashiach did for you, that he walked perfectly, and you're supposed to walk as he walked, then that means that you had an understanding of the law. You knew what it was. And you knew how important it was to obey it with your whole heart. If you didn't step outside of it at any time, that you considered what came out of your mouth, you considered your actions, and you made sure that they lined up with the word of the Most High. And it just became you. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you acted, the things you said, it just became you. That would be like becoming Christ-like again all over. Becoming like Messiah. You don't need nobody to teach you how to be righteous. You're just doing it. You know what it is. You understand the statutes, laws, commandments, and the judgments of the Most High, and you do them. It's your way. And you don't need a schoolmaster. You don't need nobody to teach you. Not that it's been done away with. So this is in the heart of the church. We don't want to be up under the law of the Hebrews. We don't want to be up under the laws of the Most High God, the Most High Elohim. We don't want to follow in his ways. We want to say we follow him, but all the instructions that he gave, they don't apply to us. He wrote a new law for us. As we read on last night, there was no new commandment. The commandment to love your brother might have been new to the Gentiles, but it was not new to Israel. The commandment to love the Lord or to love the Most High with all your heart, to be circumcised in heart and in flesh, commandment. So he says, I don't give you a new commandment, but an old one. And the first old commandment was, the first commandment was to obey the commandment. That's the first commandment, to obey the commandment. If you obey my voice, indeed, obey what I said. That's the first commandment. So when they use that as an excuse not to be up under the laws of the Most High, not to keep his commandments, then they do err. And again, it's demonic. Messiah Ben, he would say, get behind me, Satan. If you think I'm telling people to disobey the Most High and not keep his commandments, get behind me, Satan. Because I'm here to do the will of my Father. I'm here to do everything that proceeds out of his mouth. Every word. And this is what I want you to do. So you got to do everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High. But the church has used the scriptures because not wanting to be up under the law, trying to segment themselves and be different from Israel when they are being grafted into Israel. Oh, but he kicked you out of Israel. We're going to become Israel, and we don't have the same laws you have. What? Are you stupid? The king got rid of all his old citizens because they disobeyed him. He's going to get some new citizens that won't obey him either. Are you stupid? Because that's just straight up stupidity. I'm going to kick these people out because they didn't obey. And I'm going to get a people that don't even want to know what my laws are. And they're going to be my people. And I'm going to graft them into my tree. And I'm going to break off these other people and graft them in their place. And they don't want to know my laws. They don't want to keep them. Don't want to know my standards. But they want me to bless them. So they're taking these scriptures and they are twisting them and distorting them, and they're teaching demonic doctrine to the masses. One of the reasons that the masses can't understand, because the masses want easy. I mean, that's all I got to do. I don't have to, you know, I just got to say I love my brother, give an offering here or there, wear a cross, and I'm good. I don't have to do the 1,050 commandments that are in the New Testament, not even talking about old. But he added to in the New Testament, added to. He clarified, which added to it. Let me show you what this means. Let me give you clarification on these Old Testament laws. I'm not doing away with them. But my people didn't walk in the spirit of them. Because I told them don't add to or take away from. But by them doing that, they did not get the spirit of the law. It wasn't in their heart. They were struggling with what I told them to do. And it wasn't in their heart to do it, so they couldn't graduate from the carnal to the spiritual. They couldn't just understand, I don't want you sleeping around. I had to give them a law telling them, don't sleep around. Couldn't get it. They shouldn't be stealing. They shouldn't be wanting what somebody else has. So I got to give them a law to tell them, don't be coveted. You got itching ears. And every wind of doctrine that comes along, every philosophy that comes along, they want to go out and try it out. Even if it's said to come from some other God, some other Elohim. That sounds good to me. Let me try that out. Never could get this thing in their heart to believe and do what I said to do with their whole heart. And now, here comes the church. We don't even believe none of that stuff. We know he gave that to Israel, but he didn't give it to us. Won't even go read it so you can find out. Well, hey, he just expanded on what he did in Torah. And not only did he expand upon it, he said, hey, I'm going to judge you according to your heart. So if you're doing it, but you really don't want to do it, check this out now. You're doing it, but you really don't want to. That's what your heart is. Yeah, I'm doing this, but I don't really want to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm afraid of going to the lake. You are guilty of transgression. Because it's in your heart. That's harder than Torah required. Yeah, I'm doing it. But I don't want to do it. But I know it says to do it, so I'm going to do it. But that's not what's in my heart. If I could, I'll be doing something else. Now, what he's looking for, you're being obedient, but it's not in your heart to be obedient. Your heart is to be disobedient, but you're more afraid of the punishment. So you're just as guilty. But Most High, I did it. Yeah, you did, but your heart was not right before me. because you didn't want to do it. It's like your parents telling you to do something as a child. Go clean your room. And so you go halfway clean your room, you halfway pick up stuff, you throw stuff into the closet, you don't dust, you don't vacuum, you don't make it look neat. You stack the dirty clothes up in the hamper, but you don't want to wash them. All this kind of stuff. You're just halfway doing it. You're doing what they said to do because you don't want them yelling at you, you don't want to get in trouble, but it wasn't really in your heart to do it. They didn't just come in and you are clean. You are keeping your room clean because it just keep your room clean. If you had your way, it would be plates up under the bed and food smashed into the carpet and the room is generally a mess and smelly. Because that's your nature. So for that child that it's in their heart, you know, I like a clean room. I like a neat room. It also pleases my parents, but it pleases me. That's a different mentality. And that's what the Most High is going to judge you on. I'm going to judge you by your heart. So you may have been doing some right things out of fear. And he says, fear me. But he also says, love me. Love my ways. But Most High, I don't want to burn, so I'm going to do it. But if I didn't have to, I wouldn't be doing this. I'd be doing something else. It's not in your heart to do it. It's not in the church's heart to do it. The church's heart is to do what's right in their own eyes. The church's heart is to interpret the scripture in such a way that it allows them to do what they want to do. Because if they read Torah, they read the prophets, then they would know. The Most High didn't play that way. So this doctrine of, you know, these reasons that they use that they should not, that the Old Testament law shouldn't apply to them today. We ain't up under the law because we don't need a schoolmaster. If you don't know the law, if you don't know the statutes, laws, ordinances, and judgments of the Most High, then you need to be taught. You still need a schoolmaster. You are nowhere near Messiah. Nowhere near him. You're going to transgress all over the place, some out of disobedience, some out of ignorance. If that it doesn't apply to you at all, then you have chosen to be ignorant. You have chosen to be stupid. That's not ignorance. That's stupidity. There's a difference. If you're ignorant of something, when you know, when you find out that you're ignorant of it, you will change it. But when you choose to be stupid, there ain't no change in that. There ain't no cure for that. Because you've chosen to be that way. Ephesians chapter 2, another reason that they give, that they don't have to keep the law of the Old Testament. If you are, quote unquote, a Christian, that's why I say I use that word loosely. Because when the church uses it, they're using it that they don't have to obey. They don't have to keep the law. But the true definition of a Christian is somebody that is Christ-like, somebody that is becoming Christ-like, being obedient and not sinning, not transgressing the law, not removing themselves from under the law. You know what? If I say that don't apply to me, then you can't charge me with it. If I'm not up under that, then you can't charge me with that. Don't apply to me. That's what the church is doing. And I'm just saying that it's demonic. It truly is. And don't think that's up in the body of believers. That he can't get up in the pulpit. That he can't create his own doctrine. Didn't he lie to Eve? Didn't he deceive Eve? Just change the word here and there. And deceived her. And she believed it. is what he has done in the church. Taught them that they don't have to obey the Most High. They don't have to keep his laws, his statutes, his commandments, and his ordinances. That's what he's done. He has seduced them, beguiled them. And they have chosen, because it's in their heart. It's in their heart to believe it. Because we don't want to do those things that he put on the on Israel. We don't want to be like the Hebrew Israelite. No, you don't want to follow after the Hebrew Israelite and walk in unbelief. But everything that the Most High told the Hebrew Israelite to do, you need to do. Except for where he modified it. Hey, no more animal sacrifices. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 15. Again, another twisting of the scriptures. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 15. Having abolished even the law of the commandment. Now, evidently, they just stop right there when they read. Because this is a scripture that they use saying that they don't, that they're not up under the law. Because they're saying that he abolished in his flesh the hatred, even the law of the commandment contained in the ordinances. There are many commandments in different ordinances. What ordinances is he talking about? For to make in himself of the two, one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both Jew and Gentile unto Elohim in one body, by the cross, having slain the hatred thereby. Remember Peter said, you know it is an unlawful thing for one of my nation, of my nation, to come to one of another nation, to eat with you, to go into your house, to learn of your God, serve the Most High the way you serve your God. I'm not even supposed to learn the names of your God or your way. See, there were commandments telling me not to mix with you. Those are the commandments contained in those ordinances. Don't give your sons to their daughters. Don't give your daughters to their sons. Ordinances. Messiah nailed all that to the cross. Not all of the commandments. Not all of the law. The ones that kept Jew and Gentile apart. That's what he nailed to the cross. Those ordinances. I'm going to declare the Gentiles to be clean. I'm going to offer salvation to them. And since salvation is first to the Jew, who do you think is going to take it to them? The Jew. And if they can't take it to them, if they can't go among them. You can't make it personal if you can't sit down and have a meal with them. You can't go into their house. I'm taking all that away. So that I can make one new man out of them and us. All those that will truly believe and will walk in my ways and my statutes, my laws and my commandments, along with my people that will do it. Because not all the Most High people would do it. That was the problem. But he had some that would. He had a remnant that will always be faithful. So he's looking for those faithful Gentiles. But the Gentiles in their hatred and in their prejudice, we don't want to be like y'all. not undo what we did. Obey the Most High. Keep His commandments. Not going to get all together just to throw us away. So don't think yourself to be high-minded. Don't think yourself to be better than the Hebrew Israelite, the Jew. He gets on them in Romans chapter 11 and tells them, hey, if I broke off the natural branch for being disobedient, don't you become high-minded and boastful and think I won't break you off if you don't do, if you do the same thing. But they use these scriptures to say that they're not under the law. So any place where they can read even the law of the commandment, stop. See right there, it says, we ain't up under the law. The law is contained in the ordinances. What ordinances? That would keep him from making of the two peoples, Gentile, Jew and Gentile, one new man. The ordinances that kept us apart. That's the ordinances that he abolished. Oh, no, that means we ain't up under the law. That means that we don't have to keep the commandments and the laws that y'all do. Look, you ain't never have a law saying you couldn't mix with us. But we had a law saying we couldn't mix with you. Because in the eyes of the Most High, you were unclean. You were heathenistic. You were paganistic. You worship other things. He wouldn't come around. He put them on this earth, but he said, hey, if you eat them, you can't come close to me. Thou stinkest in my nose. The Gentiles were practicing these things. He taught Israel not to practice them. So they'll use this verse to say, hey, we ain't got to keep the law. Again, that's demonic. The adversary in action. Because remember, the battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principality and power in high places. It's in your mind. And anything that is going to convince you that you don't have to obey the Most High, you got to know it's demonic. And this is what he wants them to know. If they are going about teaching each other that they don't have to obey him and then saying they love him, it's demonic. They have a lying spirit. And the truth is not in them. I don't care how much good they think they're doing in the world. I don't care how many people they say that they're feeding, how many widows they're taking care of, and how many homeless. Things, those acts are good, but the basic foundation, you disobey me. You did all that and going to end up in the lake. So let's move on. So that's their basic premise, the why they don't have to keep the laws of the Old Testament. They don't need a school teacher, so they're not up under the law. All they got to do is live by faith. And he says that your faith does not cancel out, does not void out the law. The Most High believe, I don't even know what they believe in. I believe in Messiah. He's going to tell you, get away from me. you worker of iniquity. You lawbreaker. I never knew you. I didn't break the law. I don't want my citizens breaking the law. And you're going to say that you're not even under the law? Get away from me. I never knew you. You making up stuff in your own mind. Okay. Some people ridicule the church, mainly ridicule that the Old Testament law should be consulted, that you should look in the Old Testament to get any standard. We are up under the law of liberty. So they don't want to look at the Old Testament for anything to find out how to live today. That's why most of the churches who are under 501c3s that say they follow the Ten Commandments, but they don't even follow the Fourth Commandment, to honor the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. We'll make up a new Sabbath. It's Sunday. That's the first day of the week. Well, it don't really matter today. We can make every day the Sabbath. Oh, really? The Sabbath has rules to it. That's what makes it the Sabbath. But they can't even come against homosexuality. It's not part of the Ten Commandments. It's not listed in the Ten Commandments. It's listed in those commandments that fall up under how you treat your fellow man. And the Most High says, if your fellow man is homosexual, you're supposed to kill him. That's his law. This is how I want you to treat those that do wickedness and evil. In my eyes, if a man lays with another man as he lays with a woman, he was to die. If a woman lay with another woman as she lays with a man, she's supposed to die. If either one of them lay with an animal like they were supposed to lay with a human being, they're supposed to die. We don't want to hear that part. So the church can't even really preach against that if they don't go by Torah. If they don't go by the laws that hang on the two principal laws. So in Leviticus chapter 18 and 22. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 22. Shall not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Oh, but we ain't up under those laws. So it's okay for gay people to be in the church. It's okay for practicing gay people to be in the ministry. Elohim loves us all just as we are. Because we ain't applying that to our belief. You're not going to find that in the Ten Commandments. It's not part of the Ten Commandments. But it is part of the commandments that tell you how you govern yourselves with your brother and your sister. Verse 3. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile not yourself in any of these things, for in all these things the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. These nations are laying man with man, and woman with woman, and with animals. A gay person today, Ten Commandments, yeah, that's what we follow. We follow the Ten. Well, it don't say in here I can't be gay. It don't say in here that I can't lay with another man if I'm a man. It don't say in here I can't lay with another woman if I'm a woman. It don't say in the Ten Commandments that I can't lay with an animal. If I love my dog, I can't be with my dog. It don't say that. And they couldn't fight it. It don't say that in the New Testament. It is understood that you will be following the laws of the Most High. So we don't have to rewrite everything in the New Testament. We just got to write the changes. We'll write what's modified. But if you don't even believe that you have to, you are under any of the Old Testament law that the Most High gave to Israel, then you see why we got all this confusion in the church. See why we got churches with gay, they are Christian. Can't use this because it's not part of the Ten Commandments. Can't use this because Messiah didn't quote it. Messiah said that love the Most High with all your heart and all your strength and all your might and love your neighbor as yourself. Upon these two, all the other laws are framed, are hung. They hang on these two. But they're not specifically named. So if you want to know what's wrong and what's right, you got to get the rest of those laws that are hanging, that have been framed in the first two. Oh, no, we don't need that. We ain't up under that. So you can accept all this nonsense in the church, in the body. I pray we can get this. You go and use that verse, they might say something to you like, well, if you're going to follow that law, then why not sacrifice bulls, own slaves, and execute adulterers? Because we ain't doing all that stuff. We've outlawed slavery. We don't execute adulterers and bulls. But the Most High never said don't execute adulterers. The Most High never said don't have slaves. He's the one that sends people into slavery for disobedience. He's the one that brings them out of slavery. That's why it is paramount, of the utmost importance, that the Most High assigned Israel to slavery for a certain period. And the nations got together and conspired and said, nah, we're going to put them in perpetual slavery. We know who they are, and we don't ever want them to have their freedom because we don't want them to be the head and not the tail. Conspired against us. But when the Most High brought us out of slavery, if we don't get it right, we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Nobody to blame but ourselves. So if we believe the demonic doctrines that we don't have to obey the Most High, and that's the very reason that got you scattered, got you put into a nation as a slave, got you put into a nation as a second and a third class citizen, that you put into a nation that built up institutions that they could discriminate against you legally, that they developed a system that was designed to keep you in poverty and designed to keep you below them, when you were supposed to be above them. They knew that. That's why they designed those systems that way. You ain't going to never be the head here. And all we got to do is do what the Most High told us to do, obey his voice, keep his commandments. And no matter what they do, the Most High will flip it, give us favor. So everything that they're doing to keep us down, he would flip it, and it would just work to our favor, where we would end up on top, just like with Jacob and Laban. He's like, dang, how'd that happen? How y'all ended up with all the wealth, and we are now 19th in the world, and we in the same country? Because the Most High would have given us favor. Should have caused every financial transaction to turn out in our favor. The whole nine yards. It'll just work to our good. No matter what they were trying to do, they tried to set it up to be against us. That's what Laban thought. And it worked out to Jacob's favor. And the Most High would do the same thing for us. But we got to get it right. Got to come from under those demonic doctrines that tell us we don't have to obey the Most High. That we're not up under his laws. That all we got to do is love our brother. How do you love your brother? That's what all the other laws tell us. So, you know, most people believe that Moses just made this stuff up. Made it up and gave it to Israel. That's why they harp on the laws of Moses. Give the people the law. The Most High did. And the law reflects his perfect character. And what he says is right. And what he says is wrong. And anything, excuse me, anything that would tell you otherwise, anything, anyone that would tell you, you don't have to obey his commandments. Those ain't for you. That was for Israel. The Messiah didn't come and die for you either. Because Messiah came and died for everyone that has transgressed the laws of the Most High. Sin. Transgressing the laws of the Most High. Breaking his law. That's who Messiah came and died for. But if they don't apply to you and you ain't up under them, then he didn't die for you. What need did he have to die for you? You weren't guilty. According to your own standard, according to your own ways. Demonic. And understand that clearly. It's demonic. That's what Satan did. If you eat from that tree, you shall not surely die. For Elohim does know in the day that you eat of it, you shall be like him. He don't want you to be like him, knowing good and evil. Just convince her to disobey. And so you're going to start off telling people that they're not even up under it. It don't apply to you. It's not good for you. Let me just say this and we'll close up for today. I'm by no means done. It is a truth that the law is perfect, and it is a perfect expression of the Most High's mind. Our Creator understanding is his understanding of his own law that governs all aspects of our lives, of this whole entire environment. It's mine. It's his mind that says that if a man or a woman lays with another man or a woman, it is an abomination in his eyes. No matter how you see it. You might be perverted and like the way that the same sex looks, does something for you. Most I said, don't do nothing for him. And it is an abomination. Might turn you on to take from other people. To take what they have from them. Most I says, not my way. You might think it's okay to talk to your mother and father just any kind of way. So the laws of the Most High reveal him and his character and his nature and how he wants us to behave. If we want to belong to him. So to say that you don't, none of it applies to you. I don't care where you're at in the world. I don't care what your denomination is. If that is what you're teaching your people, if that's what you're being taught, understand that it is demonic. For your own professed king says that you shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High. Are there any questions for anyone listening? Any comments? If there are no questions and there are no comments, let us bow our heads for your word on this evening, on this your Shabbat. Father, you want it known by the world that anyone or anything that would tell us to disobey your voice is not of you. Anyone or anything that would tell us that your laws, your statutes, and your commandments don't apply to all mankind is not of you. They are of their father, Satan. And he was a liar and a murderer and a thief from the beginning. If anyone is able to hear my voice, Father, whether in this live stream or whether they download and listen to it later, if they listen to this message, Father, open their eyes and their ears that they would hear what thus saith Yah Elohim, to obey your voice, to keep your commandments. Anything that is telling them otherwise, that they denounce it in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. That they denounce it in his name. And put it far from them and learn of you and your commandments and your ways. That they might believe it with their whole heart and do them. on tomorrow morning. Well, in Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen. On tomorrow morning, we will be doing spiritual wellness, and we will start getting into reading of some of the history that shows that we are the scattered people of the Bible. We are the people of the Bible. That is our history. And not everybody that is black is a Hebrew. So if the Most High told you you were Egyptian, you may very well be Egyptian. If the Most High told you you were Indian, you may very well be Indian. If the Most High has told you that you are Israel, you are part of the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the scattered sheep, not the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This is for you. 99.9% of all people of color that came through the transatlantic slave trade, their descendants, are Hebrew Israelites. There were some Hamites that were taken. There were some Egyptians that were taken and scattered into the nation. But not everybody is a Hebrew Israelite. But for those who are, the Most High has convicted you in your heart. That's what the class is for you. That you might learn who your history, not as it's taught to you by this nation or the nation that you're in, but as it is documented in history to prove that we are the scattered sheep of the house of Israel. For those pastors out there who feel like that if you are teaching to follow the law, or if you're teaching that we are the people of the book, and if you're teaching that, you know, you can get your doctrine from some seminary that has indoctrinated you to the Gentiles' understanding of the scriptures when the Most High gave it to Israel. And he's waking Israel up to bring us back into truth. To as many as would hear, who are able to hear and understand, this is for you. So that'll be on tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we will start reviewing, you know, documented history. Not American history. We will find some in American history, but history from other countries that we were scattered into, that we were in prior to being taken slave. What they say about us. And where they sent our people to and where they came to get us at for slavery. To bring us into the transatlantic slave trade. So we'll start getting into those books and those studies. And as I said, even with that stuff, we still want to verify. We want to verify. So may the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. But I ain't got a heaven or a hell to put you in. We just want to know what's right. And do what thus saith Yah Elohim. Shalom, family, and enjoy the rest of your Sabbath if it hasn't already ended. And our theme song.
Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim. and greed, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You're always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump. Lift my hand up high and stomp. Play me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time, wish a bus. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpacha, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect.
Y'all speaking, but where's my speaker at?